Hello, my name is Arnaud Bozzini. I'm the director of the Design Museum Brussels.
And you have a show on about design for children.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that it wasn't until about the 18th century that children were actually considered different from adults.
Yeah, exactly. And so is the center of the exhibition is to show how progressively in the 19th century, people taking the question of kids as a real matter. And the designer are part of that thinking. And so from that time, you have a designer, they are making furniture for kids as a laboratory. It's not anymore a chair made for kids, but it's a chair thing for kids. And it's the big difference. And the exhibition showed that difference in the approach of the furniture from the late 19th century till now.
And in fact, there weren't even bedrooms specifically for children.
Yeah, everything starts with the bedroom, and the exhibition starts with bedroom when a designer or interior designer invests, as Sylvie Ferron in Belgium, invests the question of the bedroom. The bedroom is not anymore only to sleep, but it's to learn, to read, to play, to live.
Something I find interesting is that because children's furniture is smaller, that it was a really good way for companies to try out things because it was less material.
Yeah, exactly. It's a playground for designer. It's really an experimental field for designer because you can try a lot without taking a big risk. And so it's for that we can say that the design for children is really a laboratory for design in the 20th and 21st century.
And so what are people going to see here if they come to the exhibit?
They can see a lot of objects, not only chairs, but really environment, a kind of a lot of documentation, a lot of archive, because today an exhibition, it's also about archive and not just 3D approach. You can see 100 pieces. It's 800 square meters that are dedicated to this history of a design for kids, for like Art Nouveau with Serrurier Bovy, for instance, in Belgium, till today with Mariscal, Nathalie Dewey, Nando, and really famous current designer.
I was struck by the fact that when you get to the 60s, because of the development of plastic, it's a revolution. I mean, it's so different from the stuff from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, it's also different in terms of accessibilities because design after World War II and with the plastic utopia, as we say, it changed everything in terms of accessibility. It's cheap, it's consumerism, but at the time, the approach is not the same. And so you can see a lot of furniture or a lot of product put on the market. And yeah. And it's really accessible because it's plastic. But nevertheless, the wood doesn't disappear after World War II, of course.
And now you have also, during this exhibit goes until the end of September 20th.
Yes.
But you have a number of events.
Yeah, because we are not anymore considering here in a lot of museums an exhibition as just an exhibition. We have a publication with the Maison CFC, a small publication. We launch a podcast series about the voices of design in Belgium and particularly in Brussels. And the first one is with Marie Wab. We had a lot of activities, meet the curator through the eyes of. We have lecture tours, guided tours.
Story time.
Yeah, exactly. And inside the exhibition, we have a pedagogical space, a space where kids, and I don't think that it will be only kids, can play, can check some books, but can play with structure that are in echoes with what they can see.
And so families, it's everybody will be participating.
Yeah, and after all, it's the idea at the Design Museum Brussels. It's everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome to discover the history of design. What is design? What is the history of the object that surrounded us? And so let's play.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jean.